Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. Now, look, I heard you were coming to town, and I was like, I need to get some tickets. And then I got a phone call today that was like, we got you tickets, and you're going to get to do the interview. So I'm so excited. With SZA. How are you doing?
I'm well.
That's good. Okay, I was a fan, but seeing you live on stage, girl, you f***ing amazing. Amazing. You take it to a whole nother level.
Thank you. Your ads are so pretty.
Thank you. So while I was out there, I met a young lady by the name of Khadijah. Mm-hmm. And she was like, when you get back there, ask her, what was her inspiration with Weekend, the song?
That was like really me dealing with a boy who was like a playboy. He was dealing with a lot of girls. And he was pretending to be my boyfriend, like just my boyfriend. And then it just came out that he was just dealing with mad girls and doing a lot of weird shit. But I was like, okay, you can't be my boyfriend anymore, but I still want to like hang out. And like, you know, hang out. And I was just like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't really care like about all that other shit. Like, just be here when I need you. So
you taking control of the situation.
Yeah, but it's crazy. That was like, that was the easiest song to make out of control. And it's almost annoying how well it was, like the easiest. Because it was singing about this boy that's just like, I don't even care about. It's just like the things that are the most like simple that come out of like, I guess, your spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the things that really come off the top of your head, it's like the top of your heart. So it's like, yeah. I don't know, it's interesting.
Well, let me ask you this. I heard that, you know, this was a release for you. And it was about a lot of guys. Have any of those guys reached out to you now that the album has dropped and wanted to talk to you? What have they been saying?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's some who like think it's about them. It's like not about. But their ego is crazy, so they want it to be about them. I'm just like, okay, it's not about you.
What about the one that was in Vegas that had the orgy? Has he called you?
He hits me up all the time.
Really?
All the time. He asked me. He's so arrogant. He's crazy. He asked me, he's like, I want to come to a show. I want him to come and show so I can expose him. Like, I wrote, like, at least 40% of my album about him.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, now, where you are in your career, if you were to drop an album, like, right now, what would the themes of that album be? What would it be about?
I feel like, damn, it's still about control right now. Like, it's still something I'm like, but more so, like, I don't know, like, I can't explain it. It's like, before it was control of my outer world, and now it's like control of myself. Mm-hmm. I'm really understanding. But then it's like, while observing the outer world. It's very interesting. It's like a weird perspective now.
What's next?
I'm trying to beg my label into this deluxe. I think it's begged, so we'll see.
Well, what do we need to do as fans to help you out with this?
Beg them, irritate them.
Okay, we can do that.
They're already irritated.
We can do that. You put on an amazing show for anybody that's out there. If you haven't seen SZA live, you got to see her live. You're amazing. You know, the album, but just to see you live with all of your energy and everything. And girl, you can sing.
Aw, thank you. Like, my voice was funky today.
No, you, girl. You can do that. Thank you so much. SZA with Miss Jessica, the Girl Next Door, Power 98. Thank you.
Aw, thank you.